And now, back to Brainstorming with Billy.
The Living Brain.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
Coming on. Hi, this is Bill, and welcome back to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain here on KKZZ, Positive Talk Radio for Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Every show has a theme, but before we return to the theme, I want to remind you to take the poll that is up on my website. It's a simple yes-no question. Go to brainstormingonline.com and answer the question, will the California primary be instrumental or influential in determining the GOP candidate for the 2012 election? And you can answer yes, it will be important, or no, it will already be decided by then. Go to my website, which is brainstormingonline.com, and take the poll. That's brainstorming, S-T-O-R-M-I-N, online.com. I'll announce the results of this week's poll on tomorrow's show. Every show has a theme, and today's theme is deeper understanding. Each of my guests is giving us deeper understanding in his or her subject matter. My next guest is a top Democratic strategist for the leading public affairs firm in Washington, D.C. We'll discuss the importance of the Latina vote in the 2012 election. And if you have questions or if you want to join in the conversation, you can call us at 639-0008. Maria Cardona is a seasoned Democratic strategist, public affairs, and communications professional with more than 20 years' experience in the political, government, public relations, campaign, community, and coalition building areas. She is currently a principal at Dewey Square Group, a premier national public affairs firm, where she heads the firm's public affairs practice. She's also a frequent political commentator and issues analyst on CNN, MSNBC, Fox, Univision, Telemundo, and CNN in Espanol. Hispanic Business Magazine, which is a Santa Barbara publication, named Maria one of the top 100 most influential Latinos. She's the creator of Latino Visions, which guides clients on the best practices on building support for their position, products, and brands within all aspects of the Hispanic community. While at DSG, Maria served as the senior advisor to Hillary Clinton for president campaign. She's a graduate of Duke University, and Maria is a native of Bogota, Colombia, lives in Washington, D.C. with her husband, son, and daughter. Joining us from the nation's capital. Hi, Maria. How are you today?
Hey, Billy. So nice to be with you. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you for being our guest. Love to talk to subject matter experts such as yourself. And let's get into it, because what prompted me to bring you on the show was this survey that it was produced by Mammyverse.com, and they've released their findings on the online Latina moms and new media. And I found that the findings were very extraordinary. Latina moms are the most vital segment of the fastest growing demographic in America. We all kind of knew that. Latinos are the fastest growing consumer market in the United States, get this, with a projected purchasing power of $1.5 trillion by the year 2015, and this is according to the U.S. Census figures. Latina moms represent a pivotal swing vote in the 2012 election. So I brought you on. I want to ask you to comment on the findings. I found them extraordinary. Let's just start with the political side of things, because that is where your strength is. Almost one-third of the online Latina moms vote is up for grabs, according to this study. Talk to me about why we don't know more about the thought patterns or the voting patterns of the Latina moms.
Thank you, Billy, and again, I appreciate your having me on the show to talk about this incredibly important topic. So you're right, this study is incredibly interesting, and I do think it starts to shed some light on what we haven't known for a while about a very important demographic, and in this case, a very important demographic within a very important demographic. As you know, the Latino community is the fastest growing community in the country, and we have reached 50.5 million Hispanics according to the latest census. And we are growing in every community across the country, from Alaska to Iowa to South Carolina to North Carolina to all communities who traditionally have not seen Hispanic growth in the country. Our community is growing everywhere, and it is making our country more vibrant and more vital in the process. So one of the reasons why Mammyverse really started to think about the importance of understanding mothers, and let me talk to you a little bit about the name. So obviously the verse is from universe, but the mommy, the M-A-M-I, is the word for mom, the informal word for mom in Spanish. So Mammyverse then becomes the hub, the online hub for Latina mothers across the country, who are more acculturated, who go online, who understand that they want to gather more information about all of the issues that are important to them. And those issues range from finances to health to the education of their children, to things like music, as well as food and recipes, and online shopping. One of the key things that Mommyverse now wants to make sure that they make available to their readers, which is, again, a growing universe of influential Latina mothers, is politics. As we all know, that it is incredibly important to get involved in politics, and Latina mothers are no different. So the reason Mommyverse took on this study is to learn more about their own readers, to learn more about what their readers wanted, and to understand where they were within this incredibly complicated universe we call politics. So there are a couple of things that we found that were very, very interesting. One of the first ones is, like you said, a third of the Latina mom's vote is up for grabs. Now, what this means is that, you know, the two-thirds of Latina mothers already have basically identified a party and or a candidate who they want to vote for. But a third of them have not, either for reasons of not understanding where the candidates or the parties are on the issue, to maybe not having the time to understand the importance of politics in their life, to, frankly, not feeling the relevance of politics in their life, all three of which political parties as well as candidates could fix by just making a more concerted effort to talk to Latina mothers and to talk to them in the places where they are, for example, Mommyverse online, as well as to talk to them about the issues that they care most deeply about, and that is their family, their children, health care, education, and understanding how to be successful in this country. And in this incredibly populated world of politics, as we know, every single vote counts. We saw it just now
in the
Republican primary in Iowa.
Yes.
So candidates as well as political parties would do well to do everything within their power to start speaking to this important demographic about the issues that they care about.
My guest is Maria Cardona. And Maria, I agree with everything that you say. Obviously, Latina moms are the center of the universe. No question about it. They're the nucleus of the family. But some of the findings, particularly the political findings, leave my head spinning, actually. 27% of the sample identified as neither Republican nor Democrat,
mm-hmm.
and 22% didn't follow politics or vote. And as you said, that may be because of lack of time or lack of relevance. And yet, the things that the Latina moms are most concerned about, things like jobs,
mm-hmm.
education,
mm-hmm.
and health care, are all three immensely political issues. So where's the disconnect? Because if they're concerned about these very political issues, mm-hmm. and yet a third are uncommitted, undecided, and even 22% of them don't follow politics or voting,
mm-hmm.
I where's the disconnect, and how do you bridge that gap? Because to me, it seems like a gulf.
Well, the disconnect, and those are all very good questions, Billy, the disconnect is that these mothers, frankly, like many American mothers, if not most, are incredibly busy just trying to make ends meet, trying to be the CEOs of their households, which we are, as well as trying to do on a day-to-day basis what is best for their family and what is best for their children. So while, yes, we are concerned about jobs and the economy and health care, and those seem to be very political issues, we are concerned about them, and the Latina mother is concerned about them from a day-to-day perspective. So, you know, for example, if my child gets sick tomorrow, you know, I'm concerned to make sure that that the insurance that I have is the best that I can have and is going to be covering everything that my child is going to need in order to get better. That concern is an immediate concern that doesn't necessarily lead me to think, oh, you know, because I'm concerned about, you know, the health care of my child, I need to go figure out what the candidates are saying. That's not going to be my initial reaction. My initial reaction is going to, you know, look up my insurance, make sure that it covers everything. If I don't have insurance, figure out, you know, whether my Medicaid or if there's a community clinic that I can go to. So there begins the process, and where I think the bridge is and where the opportunity for politicians as well as political parties rests is to then start a conversation with me to say, Latina mother, we know that you are concerned about perhaps access or affordability of health care. If your child gets sick tomorrow and your insurance company doesn't cover what he or she has, or you don't have insurance and there's no community health clinic in your community, here's what I'm going to do for you. So that is where the bridge starts to connect the relevance of the issue that I care about and the relevance of what these candidates and these political parties are saying.
My guest is Maria Cardona. We're talking about the Latina vote in the 2012 election, and we're basing this on a survey that Mommyverse did for online Latina moms. I found it interesting looking at this, Maria, that online Latina moms consider jobs and education their top priority by an overwhelming amount. 60% prioritize jobs and education as being the top issues. And then it falls off dramatically. Only 39% said health care was important, 20% said immigration, and only 18% said national security. So with jobs and education being at the top of the bill, how do Latina moms view President Obama's administration in the areas of job and education over these last 3.5 years?
Well, so you are absolutely correct in that those are the key issues. And again, that's really not all that different from the overall population that we're seeing in this country right now and the issues that are important to most Americans. It's jobs, it's the economy. And for Latina mothers and for the Latino community as a whole, we see education as being inextricably linked to both of those two, because we understand that if our kids don't get a good education and if we're not able to make that good education accessible to our children, they're not going to be able to have a job. And so therefore, the economics of our everyday lives are not going to be a pretty picture.
No, they're not. So, but let me just challenge you on that if I can, Maria, because The dropout rate here in Ventura, California, and in fact it's California in general, is about 33% of Latino children dropping out of school, whether it's because they have to work in the fields or for whatever reasons there are, they're dropping out at a much higher pace than any other ethnic group except for perhaps blacks. So if education is so important and these online moms are focused on that, what can we do to keep these children in school?
So there's no question about what you said, Billy. And in fact, nationally, the dropout rate for Latinos is 50%. So that's why this issue is so critical for Latino mothers, because they don't want their children being, part of that statistic.
Yeah.
And so I think that what Latina mothers are seeing and what they are hearing from the political parties and the politicians, or what they want to hear is, how are they going to make sure that public schools in their communities are strong enough that they're going to maintain their children involved, that they're going to maintain a level of education that they know that they're going to be able to graduate and then be able to go on and either go to college or go to community college or go to, you know, get some sort of job training so that they can then get a job. Now, I will say this, most Latinos, and we've seen this in polls, most Latinos agree with the political positions of President Obama and the Democrats on education, mostly because they are the ones who are seen as supporting public education in a much stronger way than Republicans do. But we have also seen that Latinos in general and Latina mothers also listen to candidates who talk about school choice. So again, it is all incumbent upon the candidates and the political parties to really be speaking very specifically. And you brought it up, the dropout rate is a great way to start that conversation or to continue the conversation about what it is that they're doing to make sure that, you know, for example, Latina mothers in your community shouldn't be concerned about the dropout rate, because you know what? There are going to be good schools available, and there are going to be good teachers available in those good schools that are going to keep your kids in school.
My guest is Maria Cardona. We're talking about the Latina vote in the 2012 election, and we're talking about the survey that Mommyverse did for polling online Latina moms. And I found it interesting that no two online Latina moms are exactly the same, that there's some similarities and there's some differences. Talk to us about some of the differences that you found between the different online Latina moms in this study.
Sure. So most of the Latino moms, obviously, in this study that we found are tech savvy. They easily adapt to the use of gadgets, 75% of those surveyed owned or used a laptop. And as we know, that coincides with the over-indexing of Latinos in general, in terms of technology. And they are very diverse and opinionated, and anybody who's ever known a Latina mother will not disagree with that. And my husband will absolutely support that statement. but there are definitely six groups that we found that are sort of what we call sort of the mommy-verse segments that we can sort of look at, and they have very specific characteristics. The first one is the frugal family mom. And this is, on average, 38-year-old mom who is very family-focused, always looking for bargains and discounts when she's shopping, and she's the heaviest media consumer of all of the segments.
Hmm.
Then you have the Latina point of view mom. And this mother is very interested in the Latina point of view across all content categories. So although she doesn't have to feel, she doesn't feel that she has to choose between American and Latino culture, she probably doesn't feel as integrated into the American culture as some of the other segments. So she is always looking for a Latina point of view. And let me just say, from a personal perspective, I can totally understand that, because even though I find myself, or I see myself as completely acculturated, I always look for a Latina point of view wherever one is available. And if it's not available, I sort of have a little question mark in my mind. I was like, that's interesting. You know, I wonder what Latinas think about this in general.
Hmm.
Then you have the kid-centric mom. And this is the youngest of all the mothers, of all the Latina mothers. And she's entirely focused on her kids, looking for a way to keep them healthy, looking for a way to succeed in school, and looking for a way for them to feel good about themselves. I think that this is this segment really has a lot of potential for any of the political parties and candidates to be reaching out to this mother to talk to her about what they would do to help her with those issues that she cares about.
Mm.
Then you have the Latina power mom. This mom embraces her Latina heritage. She believes in the power of Latinos. This one leans much more heavily towards being a Democrat, and she has a very hopeful and optimistic point of view. Then you have the independent mom. In general, she's 37 years old, and she doesn't fit any of the neat stereotypes. She's less likely to be religious than the other segments, more likely to be either Republican or independent, and she spends a little bit less time with all media than all of the other segments. And then you have what we've called the non-political mom. And this one is somebody that, even though she feels it's important that her kids have a better life than she does, this mother isn't interested in the least in politics, and is also the least likely to vote of all of the segments.
Oh, it's a fascinating study. My guest has been Maria Cardona. We've been talking about the Latina vote in the 2012 election. Maria, if people are intrigued by what you have to say and want to dig deeper into what we've been talking about, where would you direct them to go on the Internet?
They should go to www.mommyverse.com. That's M-A-M-I-verse.com. And there they will find a wealth of in-depth information on this study. And if any Latina mothers out there are listening, I would absolutely recommend for you just to go to Mommyverse to take a look at the site and to look at everything that it offers in terms of all of the issues that are important to all of us Latina mothers.
All righty, that's mammyverse.com. And Maria, it has been a delight. Thank you so much for being my special guest here on Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.